Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Romans chapter 3, verses 19 through 28, John chapter 8, verses 31 through 36, and Matthew chapter 11, verses 12 through 19. The Reverend Robert Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, the third chapter. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For by works of the law, no human being will be justified in his sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by His grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins. It was to show His righteousness at the present time, so that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of our boasting? It is excluded. By what kind of law? By a law of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that no one is justified by faith apart from works of the law. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus said, "From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you are willing to accept it, he is Elijah who is to come. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their playmates. We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not mourn. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look at him, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is justified by her deeds." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. Those seem like strange words, don't they? It is losers who generally suffer violence at the hands of others. Weaklings are bullied, they suffer loss of dignity and experience fear at the hands of the stronger. The weak lose their heads in French cathedrals. Jesus says that the kingdom of heaven suffers violence. And that seems completely backwards, doesn't it? We say that our God is strong and on His throne, and that Jesus has ascended to the right hand of the Father. It seems like the kingdom of heaven should be a triumphant and successful one. We would like the church to be a strong victor in the world. And that's how a lot of people think about it. A lot of people cling to this idea that if you believe right, God will give you good things. And so if that were true, if your pastor would buy a good suit and preach prosperity to you, then people would flock to your churches and hear those good things. But that is not what Jesus says. He says the kingdom suffers violence at the hands of sinful men, that the righteous will always suffer. Cain, whose heart was filled with wickedness, slew his righteous brother Abel. The children of Israel were oppressed by cruel Pharaoh. The people continually murmured against the holy man Moses. David was pursued by Saul. Isaiah was sawn asunder. Jeremiah was despised by everyone and languished in a pit. Zechariah the prophet was slain before the altar of God. John the Baptist was imprisoned and lost his life for his confession of the truth. Paul and the apostles were rejected and struck down. And our father Martin Luther was despised by the Roman Church and under penalty of death for most of his life. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And that violence comes from two directions. One is internally. We see it today, and it's always been true, that many think the church's doctrine is old-fashioned and it needs reformed. That her worship is inadequate for modern people. That her morals are backward and medieval, and that the church should get with the times. Don't you see what everyone else is doing? Though our mothers warned us against that kind of thinking. Love is often confused with faith. Christ is portrayed as a good teacher along with Buddha or Muhammad or anybody else. If you ask somebody what a Christian is, they will say, well, it is, you can tell by what they do, what kind of good works they have. Church leaders make pronouncements that directly contradict God's word. This is all violence. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. There's another direction by which the violence comes, and that's from the outside. Christians dwell in their own country, but as sojourners. We are citizens, but we endure all things as if we are foreigners. We marry and have children, but we do not destroy our unborn. We have a common table, but not a common bed. We live on earth, but are citizens of heaven. We love all people, yet are persecuted by those whom we love. We are poor and yet make many rich through our offerings and services. We are reviled and yet we bless. We are insulted but return it with gracious words of honor. We are assaulted as troublemakers, as zealots and fools. Many hate us and the church, but they can't even describe the reason for their hate. So why do you wonder that your family members won't listen to you? Why do you think they mock at you and laugh at you for attending services in the Lord's house? Are you surprised that your congregation and pastor suffer much scorn in the community and even from churches who are supposed to be within our pale? It's just the same old violence, the violence that Jesus said the church would suffer. Because the body suffers with her head. The bride is scorned along with her bridegroom. What is done to us is in reality done to Jesus. It is the gospel which is hated. The devil and the world want to be rid of it. Sinful men want to bury it and be content with their self-righteousness. It's always been like this. We should not be surprised. For hundreds of years, beginning in the time of the apostles, men tried to add requirements to the gospel. St. Paul's letters are filled with fighting against that. By the time of Luther, the gospel was almost completely hidden. People were oppressed. They were taught that they could pay money to get the forgiveness of sins. They were taught that spiritual doubt is a good thing. And the Lord raised up Luther and other teachers and brought the gospel into the light again. When Luther died, his pastor, Johannes Bugenhagen, wrote about this passage in Revelation. The angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come, and worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." Bugenhagen said, "If you're willing to receive that, I say it is Luther." Luther was not an angel, as you might think of them in the sense of little children with wings on, but he was a messenger of God. He was a sinful man, that father of ours. He is not really our hero, but he is our teacher. Luther brought the truth of the gospel out again. Fear God and give Him glory. That is, he learned how to divide law and gospel rightly. And these are the key to understanding the scriptures. And so the forgiveness of sins was freely proclaimed again. The chalice, the blood of Christ, was again given to the people of God, and the light of the gospel blazed forth in a startling light. You would think that everybody would be happy at that, but that revelation was immediately met with violence. False teachers, parading as messengers of light, began to obscure it again. They twisted the Bible's teaching on baptism and the Lord's Supper. They taught that God does not forgive sins and give salvation through those means, and you can hear it taught today. They taught and still teach that Christ's death on the cross was not sufficient for salvation, but that man must add something to it. He must add his works or make his decision to live a good life to be acceptable to God. They came up with that tired old refrain, deeds, not creeds, because somehow man must cooperate in his salvation. That is our arrogance, and that is violence against the gospel. Dear saints, you know better. Look at the cross. It is a sign of violence. Christ appears to be a weakling there, suspended between heaven and earth. He suffered great violence at the hands of men, mocked, scorned, beaten, scourged, crowned with thorns, and nailed to his cruel throne. He appears to be a weakling, a nobody, a fool. But hidden in that great display of weakness and humility is the very wisdom and strength of God. There is the righteousness by which we are saved. There your salvation comes by means of that violence. There is the salvation of God for all people. There you see God at work on your behalf. There you see the water and the blood pouring from Christ's split side, the same which is poured over your head and placed onto your tongues for the forgiveness of your sins. The resurrection is God's proclamation to you that your old enemies are defeated, that Jesus is victorious over the strong one, the evil bully. He is victor over sin and death itself. And that is the heart of the new covenant that God had made. For I will forgive their iniquity, he says, and their sin I will remember no more. And this preaching of the new covenant is the source of your comfort, but also know it is going to be the source of your distress. Preaching and baptism and confession and absolution and holy communion, these are holy things, and they are scorned by the know-it-alls of this world. The scriptures say, though, that they are gifts from God to you, that they contain his wisdom, that they are great heavenly mysteries hidden under common earthly elements, and it is here that the Lord displays his strength and power over the devil, the world, and our own flesh. It is through weakness and humility that the victory is won. The psalmist sings, "We will not fear man. Indeed, we will not. What can man do to you? Can man or devil strip you of your salvation? Only if you let it go. Let them mock and jeer. Let them shut our doors. Let them restrict our worship. Let them send us home and take our goods and burn our houses and even clap us in shackles. We will still gather around the altar. Let them take our lives and we will still live. What have they won if they do these things? Nothing." Remember the words of Jesus. "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Cling to Christ in his cross. Speak the good confession he has given to you. Go to your pastor and receive the gifts of life from the altar of Jesus. Pray for those who are persecuted. Pray for those who are persecuting. The God and who made heaven and earth, he is your Father, and you are his people. And as we sing today, our God is a mighty fortress. This world offers us no safety, no sanctuary, no peace, no real joy. You must look to Jesus and him alone. You will find sanctuary in the cleft of his wounds. You will find peace in his resurrection from the dead. You will find your eternal joy in the heavenly places where he dwells with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Dale and Suzanne Castor, who serve the Lord in the Czech Republic. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.